Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Eich Jr. You can call me Ronnie with a Y. Happy 2016. I'm so excited to have you joining me today. I hope you're enjoying your new year, and I hope your holidays were peaceful and loving. I have a great show for you today. I will be talking with you about 2016, the energies, what we can expect in terms of astrology, numerology, common themes, predictions, anything that I feel intuitively guided to share with you, we'll talk about today. Now, if you're new to the show, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I am an angel intuitive. I'm an angel card reader. I love to work with tarot and oracle cards. I'm very skilled with that. I'm a massage therapist, a Reiki practitioner, a healer, spiritual teacher, jack of all trades. I love doing this show, and this is my second year doing Ascension Magic. So again, to all my listeners who have followed me, thank you so much for continuing the journey with me as I create better shows to assist you on your journey through Ascension. This month is, the theme is transition, respect, and responsibility. Perfect because, you know, this time of year, the new year, we transition into a newer energy, a newer year, new vibration. So I decided to make this month my theme of transition, respect, responsibility. So there's several shows that are lined up for you. Today, of course, we're talking about the energies for 2016. Next week, I'll be doing angel readings with you, focusing on healing with Archangel Raphael. I work very closely with Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, as we all do. January 16th, we have a show about being heart-centered, honoring the Sacred Heart. That's really important because the energy of this year is really, a large part of that is remaining heart-centered. Despite what's happening around us, it's important for us to stay focused in our heart center. So I have an entire show focused on that and messages to share with you to help you. We have a show about responsibility. That's January 17th. Responsibility is important. A lot of people this time of year make New Year's resolutions, commitments, and I have that idea of talking about commitments and resolutions, but also our collective commitments, our commitment to the planet, our commitment to each other, our commitment to ascension, staying the path, focusing on love and not fear. You know, fear is a four-letter acronym. You may have heard this before, where the S stands for false, the E, evidence, A, appearing, R, real. False, evidence, appearing, real, meaning that fear is the opposite of love, and if you focus on fear, you're creating something that is an illusion when the only thing that's true in spiritual reality is the love that connects us all together. So in 2016, as much as possible, we need to focus on that love and being responsible towards our commitments. So that's January 17th. January 23rd, I'll be doing realm readings. If you listened to my show before, you know what a realm reading is. It's based on the teachings of Doreen Virtue, who teaches us that many of us who are light workers, we come from other realities, other realms. We might come from other star systems. We might be incarnated angels, incarnated fairies, incarnated dolphins. There are several different realms she's studied. And I've trained through her and with her on how to pinpoint what realm you belong to and give you accurate guidance how to enhance your career, how to enhance your life purpose, your relationships, and to give you a sense of belonging in this world. Because many of us feel like we were just dropped off here on this planet, like we don't belong. So hopefully that'll give you a sense of clarity. And we end the month with Archangel Michael and talking about the transition from duality to unity. That's what's been happening for the past century, the past millennium, really, is coming from this separation and the return to oneness, the return to unity. So we're going to end the month talking about that. So it's an exciting month. And it's an exciting year for Ascension Magic. I have a lot of great speakers lined up for you and a lot of interesting topics, a lot of good readings that I'm looking forward to talking with you and sharing with you and learning from you and growing together with you. So happy new year, everybody. 2016, you might be feeling already some of the energy that's going around. You know, I've been feeling it towards the last week of 2015, and the angels were showing me a lot of things from my past, old relationships, old karma, and old things that I thought had been released, but obviously they were not on some capacity. You know, we think that we let things go, but our bodies store a lot of pain in them. I learned this as a massage therapist, that we can let something go mentally, but it's also important to let it go physically and emotionally. We're several layers to our being, and it's important to honor all of them and to release it on a deep, deep level. So that's what's happening for us this year. 2016 is mainly a year about karma and coming to a full cycle of completion. Okay, in numerology, if you were to add up the numbers, the 2 plus the 0 plus the 1 plus the 6, you get a number 9, which is ending, the end of a cycle, really at the end of a cycle. Okay, so you might already been feeling that. You might be feeling like there's going to be some endings to maybe you're looking for a new job or a new relationship. You know, these are common themes that we're going to see throughout the year. It's all about endings. So pay attention to your own intuitive guidance and know that there's truly nothing to fear. Okay, whatever you choose, come from love, come from your heart center, and know that you're never alone. You're always guided. There might be some difficult decisions you have to make, and there's some difficult decisions we need to make as humanity, as a collective. You know, we have an election coming up here in America, and that's going to usher in a lot of new energies. There's a lot of fear around this. There's a lot of uncertainty as we don't know, you know, who's going to be elected and where we go. So it's important for us to keep our thoughts focused on what we desire. And we're going to get to a meditation in just a few minutes where we set our intentions for 2016 and focusing as well on the type of leaders that we'd like to have, the type of planet we'd like to have, and setting that intention purely from love and from a higher perspective. So we're going to get to that in just a minute. I see Archangel Raphael with us. Archangel Michael's here with us as well. Before I do my meditation, though, I want to just tell you about some of the things that I jotted down as I was connecting with the angels. You know, when I do these shows, I really just, I sit down and it's almost like a channeling. I have my book, my notebook, and I just write what comes to me. And one of the things that I wrote down was many changes. There's many changes going to be happening. Okay, the old is really going to be leaving with a bang this year. It's really going to be heading out. And you may have seen this or have been even noticing it, that as the darker, older energy leaves our planet, it tends to pop up in our face like little, it's almost like acne on your face, you know, like little blemishes that's showing you things that still need to be healed. So there's a lot of things that still need to be healed at the heart of humanity. And it's really going to be happening a lot this year. Okay, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be confused as to what, like, well, what just happened? You know, like things are happening so quickly. The energy already sped up last year, but this year it's almost like we're going through as a planet, like entering into a vortex or a black hole. Or if you've seen the Star Wars movies, you know, when they put it into hyperdrive and it's, you know, that spaceship moves like super, super fast and you see like the streams of light, like they're going through a portal. That's what I feel is happening to us. We're just going into this new reality so quickly that a lot of people are going to be confused and lost. And it's important for those of us who are connected to the light and who are here to be teachers and inspiration to remain in our center and to help people through this who are going to need that assistance and assurance that things are going to be okay. We're no longer going to be focused on survival. You know, the old energy, you know, you if you're listening to the show, you probably know what chakras are. You know, we have the 7 main chakras that run up and down our spine, the different color spirals of energy. Well, at the root chakra, which is the base of our spine, this is survival. This is, you know, survival of the fittest. And what's in it for me? That energy is gone. We're moving up and we're really, Our task is to remain heart-centered. Everything we do to come from the heart, because the heart is the center between the seven chakras. You have three lower chakras, and lower doesn't mean lower like bad. It just means like they spin at a slower pace, and they're focused more on physical things. Heart's in the center as the gateway between the lower and the upper chakras. Upper chakras focus more on spirituality, intuition, communication, creativity, these higher vibrations. They vibrate at a higher, the heart's the center. So it's important for you to remain at your heart center. There's going to be a lot of collective gathering this year. A lot of collective groups are going to be coming together, sort of like, if you remember a couple of years ago, I don't know why I can't remember, but you know, the Occupy movement, things like that. There's going to be a lot of these kind of groups coming together, and not just those focused on bringing a change and revolution, but just collective gathering of soul groups and collective gatherings of people who are sharing their teachings, sharing with one another. And you might be hearing it if you've been following some of these shows on 2016, how, you know, a lot of economic systems collapsing, things along those lines. You know, I believe that there's multiple possibilities out there. If we really focus on collapse of monetary systems, then we're going to have more of that. But I'm not going to put my energy either way into it, you know, but I do feel that there is a sense of sharing energy exchange, you know, groups coming together and trading services and exchanging and sharing. That's been happening for quite a while, but it's building up to this year. And a lot of that type of energy. People who are looking for self-employment, what I mean by that is if you have a idea in place of how to move forward with your new career, your spiritual-based career, it doesn't have to be spiritual. It could be anything that brings you joy. There's going to be a lot more people coming into their own power and sharing their gifts with people and becoming more more successful with their self-employment. Again, there's no more focus on survival because our needs are already taken care of. It's coming from the heart center and sharing that with other people. Okay, so a couple other things about this year. Rest when you need to rest. Okay, you might be feeling tired for no reason, but it's important to honor those cycles. Listen to your heart. I wrote down this, remember the old adage, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy? Well, it's important to balance, okay? Balance all aspects of yourself. Be spontaneous sometimes too, you know? It's important to create joy in all that you do. You don't have to be afraid of making a mistake. Just as long as you come from your heart center and you're living through joy, you're going to have a successful year. So what I'm going to do in just a minute here, we're going to do a meditation, and then I'm going to lead you through. I'm working with a deck of cards. I like to work with oracle cards. I'm working with the Angel Tarot cards from Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine, and I drew a card for each month, and if I was needing more clarity, I worked with a few other decks of cards. One of those is the Osho Zen Tarot, which is very spiritual, as well as a life purpose deck from Doreen Virtue, and as well as my own intuition. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to get into some numerology and some other astrological events of 2016. So thank you all for joining me again today. We're going to do a brief meditation to connect our energies, to set our intentions. So wherever you are, I invite you to just relax, enjoy, listen to the music, and we're going to get to it. So where's my music? There it is. So wherever you are, just notice how you're feeling. Do you feel any tension in your body? Let it go. Just relax, okay? Giving yourself permission to enjoy this journey of ascension. Giving yourself permission to move forward with all your goals, all your dreams, all your visions with love and light and peace. And then as we join together, our hearts are connected as one center of love, as one peace, one light, one central energy of love. And we invite the Archangel Michael here to be with us and ask him to give us strength and courage to move forward fearlessly through this journey. Lift up our fears, Archangel Michael. Come with your sword of light, please. Cut any cords of attachment to greed, to lack, to separation, to lack of forgiveness, lack of understanding, and help us to move forward in unity now. And let us focus our intention on 2016 being the year of clarity for us. We are truly centered. And we're going to put our intention now on the world leaders, that they may be in enough integrity, become an elected officials, represent the people in freedom and integrity, equality, truth, and the new energies of love. And we know as we move forward in this year, it's important for us to stay in our heart center and love. May we have the confidence to clearly see our next direction, to move forward, and to easily let go of what's not serving us, whether that is relationships, career, old beliefs about money, separation. We can move forward with the strength and knowledge. And may the wisdom from the heavens come now into our bodies and illuminate our minds, illuminate our souls, illuminate our house, our career, our planet. We focus now on peace in the Middle East, peace with our loved ones, peace with our families, our relationships, because we know that everything that happens on the planet is a reflection of us. It starts with us. We are not separate from it. And to have peace in our planet, we must have peace within ourselves. Let us have that peace now. And may we have the strength to move forward. And we ask your own guardian angels and your own I Am presence to come forward now. Come forth. We're going to ask, what changes would you like to see us make this year, angels? Pay attention to what you see, what you feel, what you know to be true. Whatever that is, may you move forward courageously with love now on this journey through ascension. There's so much love and light all around us now. And we easily let go of what it is that no longer serves us. May 2016 be the year where all our dreams come true with joy and love. And may we be the inspiration to everyone. And so it is. Wonderful. So that's just a quick little gathering of our energies, of our intentions for 2016. Remember the collective commitments we're setting forth. Okay, it may seem like an uphill battle at times for you, but I assure you that you're not alone, that the angels walk with you each step of the way, guiding you. So do the ascended masters, your relatives who have crossed over, your ancestors, your higher self. There's a lot of high vibrational energy on this planet and around you right now. And I see a lot of violet color around us. That's that high spiritual frequency. So I keep hearing in my mind, collective commitments, collective commitments. So honor your commitments. your commitments to each other, your commitments to what you say you're going to do and set out. And again, there's going to be a show about this exact topic on January 17th. We'll be talking about honoring our commitments to each other, to the planet, and to each other. So beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So it's a wonderful day. I see Archangel Raphael with us right now. There's a lot of healing that's taking place. So just allow that to seep through. Okay, if you feel guided to take action, listen to that action and know that that's divine guidance. And there's nothing that you need to fear. If you feel like it's time to do a detox, there's some great resources out there. There's a book called Angel Detox by Doreen Virtue and Robert Reeves. That's a good resource to help you with that, to detox spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, in a way that's gentle and safe. And that's a great resource. There's many other resources. I feel like someone out there would benefit from reading the book You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay. An excellent book in understanding the power of your thoughts and how your thoughts really do manifest your health, your abundance, your relationships. Everything is a reflection of you. So it's time to stop putting the blame on other people and other nations, on your family. You're not a victim of circumstance. You created everything in your life. It's all a divine part of the plan. And you have the power to change that. That's why the book's called You Can Heal Your Life. There is no need to blame. So take responsibility and know that, just be willing to forgive. Okay, forgiveness is a major theme of this year. Forgiveness of yourself, forgiveness of the past, forgiveness of anything. A good thing to do is to keep track of anyone you need to forgive. You know, a lot of people like to do a forgiveness inventory where you take a sheet of paper and you just write down everyone you need to forgive, including yourself. You just write it all down, and then you go outside and you can rip it up or you can burn it and just release it, and it gets out of your system. That's a great thing to do, especially if you're trying to let go of relationships or relationship troubles or things from your past, like an ex-lover that you can't seem to let go of. Anything along those lines that's in terms of letting go, that's a great thing to do. So remember, 2016 is the energy of release. It's the energy of ending of a cycle, forgiveness. Those are some of the major themes for 2016. And we're going to talk more about that as we get to the numerology. So I want to get to the Angel Tarot cards, because what I did was I drew a card for each month of the year, and I wrote down some of the energies that I was sensing. If you want to see these cards, if you want to look at the images yourself, please check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. I have these images posted there, and you'll be able to see each one as we go through. So if you want to look at the images while I talk about the cards, that would be great. So we're going to start off with January. And January, the card I drew for us all is the Lovers. If you study traditional tarot, you understand the Lovers card. This is really about healing. And again, the major theme of 2016 is completion, cycles, ending, right? So you might already be getting the sense that, okay, it's time to move into a new relationship. It's time to let go of something that doesn't serve you. But if you're already in a relationship, you know, this is also about just healing what's not working. And if you can't fix it, then move on and move forward fearlessly. It's also about being heart-centered, starting the year with truly coming from your heart. You're going to see this as we go through the months, okay? You really do have the ability and the desire and the capacity to create anything that your heart desires. But if you worry, if you focus on worry and lack and what can go wrong, that's going to create that in your experience. That's also true for relationships. If you focus on what's wrong or what's not working, you're going to see more of that. And this energy of creation of our thoughts, it's happening quicker and quicker every day. 2015, you noticed that your thoughts created very rapidly, but in 2016, it's like instantaneously. So if you focus on what's wrong, you're going to see that instantaneously. The universe will bring that to you. That goes for your health. That goes for relationships. That goes for anything. So think about anything that you need to make a decision on this year. okay? Come from your heart and trust the first thing that pops into your head, the first thing you feel, and trust that, okay? So you might be already, like I said, you might already be thinking about all the different options available. Where do I go for this year? How do I choose? Choose what brings you joy. Choose what comes from the heart, okay? Healing. It's all about healing and being heart-centered. So that's January. Now, as you move into February, the card that I drew for you for that is the Knight of Water. And water is the suit of emotions in Angel Tarot. So there's a lot of emotional healing and emotional things happening. But this card's really about taking control of your emotions, not letting your emotions get the best of you, not getting lost in that, okay? Because you, if you recall, January we were making decisions. And if you're being faced with letting go of something or someone, then it might be really challenging for you. And you might still feel some of that emotion come up. If that's the case, it's important to not get too deep in that, not get mired in the emotion. Feel it, but let it go. Okay? Set clear intentions for yourself. And that's what this card's also about. Setting more goals. When you set goals, it's important to write them down. By writing it, you're letting it out. You're putting it out there in the universe. You can think something, right? But you can also say it. You can feel it. You can taste it. The more of your senses that you put into your desires and your emotions, you know, put your emotions into your goals, that's where the emotions is coming up, the more your creation can manifest. So use your emotions as a tool to help you really feel where you want to be and set your intention. And don't juggle too much. You know, don't take on too many things for this year. Don't take on too many things at once, because you can easily get overwhelmed with stress. If you think of, there's a classic image I'm seeing of someone like standing on like a ball and juggling. And if you juggle one more thing, you're going to fall off the ball and you're going to lose it. So don't juggle too many responsibilities. You know, try to limit yourself to what you feel is capable for yourself. You know, we're all different. You might be able to do 20 things at once. We're all different. But don't feel like you have to do it just because you have to. Do it because it feels right, okay? And then you'll know that you're truly coming from your heart center. So that's February. And you might want to go back and play this again. And as you feel your own intuitive guidance has come up, your own images, as you look at the card, write that down. What do you see as you hear me talk? What do you feel as you look at the images? So that could be something to help you as well. Maybe you're already doing that. So March comes around. March is the 10 of Earth. And the Earth suit is about family. It's about security. It's about finances. Okay. I feel like March is really a time about the family. And there could be a possible pregnancy for someone. Starting in January, you know, we had the Lover's card. And if the Lover's card was speaking to you about starting a new relationship, this relationship, or if you're already in a relationship, this relationship could lead to pregnancy. I feel someone in March, there's this pregnancy of some type. But this is also a really excellent time as we get into the spring. It's connecting with the earth, connecting with the planet, and feeling that security of the planet. And that security is also with your family and remembering all the wonderful blessings you've been given. The more you focus on blessings, the more can come to you. So there's a lot of magic all around. It's a time of stability. It's a time of abundance, love, respect, peace. March is a really good time for getting crystal clear on your intentions. You've already been doing that January, February, but getting more clear and setting that forth through the spring as we focus on that equinox and keep moving forward through the rest of the year. So spring is a time of abundance. Again, I keep seeing pregnancy, but that's what was coming through me as I was doing this for you. Pay attention to your own guidance as you look at the card. As I look at the card, you know, what I like about this card too is that it's a very non-traditional family. If you look at the card, you see what appears to be two women in a relationship having children. So this could be also someone who's in a, what we would consider non-traditional, you know, a lesbian couple or a gay couple having children or wanting to have children. It's just a time of just stability and magic. You know, it could also be too around this time. You know, there's a lot of stuff in the news and in if you study gay rights and things, there's a lot of focus on adoption, a lot of focus on gay adoption and couples adopting. So that could come up more in the news around this time as well. So that's March. And as we get into April now, April is the Four of Water. Okay. Now remember what I said, in January, it's important to be heart-centered, right? That's where you are now. Come from your heart. Because if you lose that heart-centeredness, you might feel stuck around April. April, if I look at the energy here, this is like feeling like you're stuck. You're not looking at all the possibilities around you because you've been mired in looking at the negative things, maybe, okay? Or not seeing all the possibilities. Now, I also feel like this is true for our planet, not just individually. Like this might feel like a time of stress for the planet, like not seeing all the possibilities. It's important for you to dream big and think about all the possibilities. Dream big. Okay, remember, dream big. Think about the possibilities. And as one door closes, another door opens to you. There's always a new path for you to walk down. Just sometimes we focus on the door that's closed. We don't see the door that's open. You know, it's like you're in a hallway and there's all these doors. And if we stay focused on the one door that just closed, we don't see, well, wait, there's a door right down the hall. I just have to walk a few steps and there it is. There's my new transition. So be aware of the possibilities. There are infinite possibilities, infinite desires and realities there for you if you just open up to that possibility. If you look at the card, you'll see what I mean. It's like a woman who has her hand like out in front of her, like she can't see a way out of, like she feels stuck. So if you find, you might find in April that you might feel stuck, it's important for you to connect with your angels, go within, go to nature, work with Archangel Michael, do a lot of releasing, grounding, letting it all go. And there's a lot of water with this card too, a lot of water, which means this could be related to the emotional things that happened in February. Okay, don't be mired by the emotions. Emotions are important, yes, but don't let them overrun your life. Fly high, like the eagle flying above. Look at the big picture. Okay, it's about looking at the big picture and all the possibilities that you can see in your life and being willing to take risks, being willing to step out of your comfort zone a little bit and give yourself permission to fly. Yes. All right, so that's the Four of Water. That's April, and we're into May. Oh my gosh, we're already a quarter through the year. May is the Seven of Fire. Okay, now as I drew this card, I felt like this is politics. Now remember, we're in an election year, so this is something to do with politics and staying the path of the high road, okay? Defend your beliefs, okay? If you feel like, you know, I know a lot of people don't really care for Donald Trump. You know, I'm not going to sway anyone's opinion or share my personal beliefs on here, but I know there's a lot of people who don't really care for that energy. There's a lot of people who really don't like Hillary Clinton. There's a lot of people who don't like a lot of the different leaders. But what I'm trying to say is that if you feel like you need to speak up, or if you feel like, you know, you really just need to say something, do that, but do it from a place of love and know that you can't change someone's true desire. You know, I think a lot of people with politics gets in trouble because they try to change another person's perspective. You can share your beliefs. You definitely want to share how you feel, but don't feel like, you know, you can get someone off their horse. You know, if they're so determined to go down their road, they're going to do it. So you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink like that. But I feel like for speaking your truth, there might be some criticism coming at you, and it's important for you to stand your ground. Okay, if you feel like someone's out of integrity, if you feel like there's someone that's just, you just have to speak up, then do that, and be the leader there. But this is going to be something intense. I really do feel like something around May in terms of political influences and political something or other. It's important that you defend your beliefs. And I also got a sense of going back to school, you know, like, or that whatever's happening at this time is almost like a school for a lot of people. Like they're starting to wake up and realize, You know, you're right. There is something sort of not of integrity here. It's about speaking up, really, and don't being afraid. Do not be afraid to speak, okay? And know that you're going to be safe no matter what. It's almost like, again, too, like we're going through this portal. This is a time of decisions again, but choosing the high road. That's what I really heard when I drew this card. If you could see the picture, it's a woman riding a dragon, and the dragon's being shielded from these spears that are being thrown at her, or they're really wands, but they're being thrown at her. And she's just saying, you know what? I'm okay with being who I am, with honoring my soul and honoring my decisions, and just moving forward and knowing that it doesn't matter what you say, what you think, what you do, because I'm going to be true to myself. I'm going to be true to my path. So that's May. And again, go with what your own intuition tells you for that. So we're at June now. We're at halfway through the year, summertime. June is an interesting card. June is the nine of air. Okay. And if you read the image, the words on the card, it says expecting the worst, self-fulfilling prophecies, sleepless nights. Again, this is like April in a sense. You know, if you feel like things aren't going the way you thought they were, think again, create again. But remember that the way things are taking place is because of your own creation. Don't get caught up in the blame game of blaming other people and blaming, you know, relationships and political leaders and whatever it is. You have the power to change it. Okay? You might be seeing a lot of darker things around you. Take the high road. Stay centered to your path. Stay true. Don't expect the worst. Okay? It's important around this time to truly make a commitment and even start it now. Whatever commitments you set forth now, continue to focus on those every day. And I keep hearing in my mind, take that leap of faith. Okay? Don't be afraid to take that leap of faith. Because if you focus on what's wrong, you're going to see more of that. So expect the best and you'll get more of that. That's halfway through the year. Now we're going to take a quick 20-second break because I need to grab a drink of water, and then we'll get to the rest of the year. So I'm just going to put on some transitionary music and we'll get to the other half of 2016. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about the energies of 2016. And if you've been following along with me, I'm drawing cards from the Angel Tarot. And we just left off at June. And now we're getting to the second half of the year. We're getting through July through December. July's card for us is the King of Fire. King of Fire. And this is a very powerful card. It's really about you being a true you. Okay. I feel like around this time, okay, it's you might be considering getting advice from other people, whether that be from friends, from your angels, from oracles. Keep your focus. Okay. It's a very, very strong card. You know the answers is what the angels want me to tell you. You're going to be looking for answers, but you already know what to do. Be who you truly are, okay? Rise up, ride the dragon. If you could see the card, you see the person riding the dragon. I feel like, too, a sense of letting go of blocks around this time, okay? It's important for you to not be conditioned by what you were told when you were brought up or by what your friends are telling you. Stay true to you. This is all about you focusing, be the leader, being the true you that you are. Okay. So I think you get the message. If you look at the card, you'll totally see that. You'll see the person riding the dragon, riding into action, and just saying, yes, I'm here to do what I'm here to do, being my leading self, and not backing down, okay? So July brings you a sense of being the true you and not being afraid of that. August is the three of earth. August, I can see, in the last 4 months of the year, I'm getting the sense of this completion. You know, we get that anyway at the end of the year. But it's really like the start of this cycle of growth, of everything you've learned throughout the year. And all that you started out with is really starting to come together. The three of earth, I get a sense of working with other people. Okay? Remember I said at the beginning of the show, I was talking about this sense of coming together, groups coming together. This is a time. This is working with other people in a new direction. It could be your career. It could be going to like a spiritual group. But it's really, I get the sense of working with other people. Okay. It's important to keep moving forward. Okay. Archangel Ariel is going to be there to give you strength. If you feel like you just are lacking in strength and you need that extra push, work with Archangel Ariel. I feel like also this might be a time for you to get some healing work done. Okay. Healing work on yourself, energy work, because you've been doing a lot for other people. And this is about you coming back to yourself and getting some work on your chakras and learning to just kind of repair, you know, because it's been a long year. So repairing your energy centers, moving forward, and just keep moving, you know. Don't feel like you're stuck. This is the three of earth around September. Now remember, we're in August. Sorry. This is August. And remember too, it's important to dream big again, you know, because tomorrow may never come. Tomorrow may never come. Focus now on what your heart has in place for yourself. Dream big. We're at September now. September, and remember I said Archangel Ariel can help you. This is what September brings, is Archangel Ariel. Just like I said, this is your strength card to keep moving forward. It's a really powerful card, almost like the King of Fire. If you can see the card, it's Archangel Ariel on a lion. She's often associated with that. And it's releasing the harsh judgments you have for yourself, being really strong, and just continuing to move forward through this cycle of the last 4 months of the year. Because as we get to October, okay, October is the release. Traditional tarot, this is the death card. And I kind of feel like the angel of death could be with us at this time. Like you might be seeing people who you know, who you love, might transition to the other side. It's also the time where you're finally ready to let go. You're finally ready to let go of the things that you're not, that don't bring you happiness, you know, things that don't bring you joy. So trust yourself, trust your intuitive guidance, okay? And slow down, you know? It's a time of transformation. Releasing, letting go, moving on. That's the whole rest of the last part of the year. Okay, two more cards to go. Where are we at? November? Okay, November. November is the seven of air. And if you could read the card, it says revision. Worrying about money, worrying about fears, worrying about self-employment. I feel like this card is the mind getting in the way of your heart and your soul. Okay. Your mind, notice this has come up several times throughout the year. You have this great idea in place, you move forward, and then you block yourself because you're afraid, or your mind starts thinking of all the things that could go wrong. This is another one of those times, okay? This doesn't mean that things won't turn out the way you hoped. It means that things won't turn out the way because you created that in your experience, because you allowed yourself to focus on that. And if you find that you know, remember last month was an ending, a transition. It's okay to let go. It's okay to just move forward with that. Okay. You don't want to be someone who thinks constantly, lets your mind get mired up in all these worries and stresses. You want to, if you look at the cart too, the cart looks like a merry-go-round, and it's like going around and around and around and just thinking. Don't focus on what's wrong. Focus on the positive, not the negative. And more of that will come to you. That's a common thing. So revise your plans if necessary, but stay focused on the higher path. Stay focused on the higher path. We're at December now, end of the year. Remember, it's a year about coming together. This December card is to a fire. If you could read it, it says you come into your own. New partnerships, contracts, continuing to move forward. Okay. I wrote down some messages for this card. It's a time of reflection, working with new people, new partnerships, letting go of your conditioning, rigid beliefs. And again, I feel really strongly taking that leap. You've already made the leap sometime, maybe April, May, around that time. But all the hard work you've been doing is leading up to this month as you're really starting to get it together and work with other people and new partnerships, new contracts, you know, honoring the commitments. Again, I keep hearing that, honoring the commitments and walking down that new path. So these have been my messages from the Angel Tarot through 2016. You can look at the cards again by going facebook.com/ascensionmagic. Okay. And I apologize if I left something out or if I went out of order in somewhere. It's a lot of messages that came through, but honor your own intuition. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about numerology and astrology in just a minute. But again, I'm going to put on some transitionary music as we do that, and then we'll get right back into it. So stand by, please. Everybody, welcome back. Thank you for continuing to join me on this 2016 kickoff predictions, energies, common themes for the year. We just talked about all the different months of the year and what to expect. We kind of a little bit talked about the numerology, but I have a friend who is really into numerology. She's been a guest on my show before, and her name is Kathleen. And I love her to pieces. She's my dear friend. And she has a website you can go to look at. Her website is numerologycoach.wordpress.com. And I'm going to be sharing with you some of her numerology predictions through 2016. She also does readings. You can book a session with her. She's an amazing person and a great, and I consider her to be an expert in numerology. So she's a great resource to look at. And as I mentioned before, if you were to add up 2 + 0 + 1 + 6, you get the number 9. Interesting, right? 9 is the end of a cycle, the end, completion, transition, transmutation, transmuting all the things. So in her website, on her predictions, she says that the number 9 could bring disappointments for people. It's an experience year, but a lot of us are awakening to the harmony within, and it's an expansion of consciousness. Okay. When I think of cycles, you know, we have these 9-year cycles. So the last one of these was around 2004, 2005. So anything that you might've experienced around 2005, as we're coming to a cycle here, you might be finding that coming back up again. Relationships, jobs, career, anything you started around that period. Okay. According to Kathleen, she says this cycle began, she says 2008. New beginnings were ushered at that time, taking action. She says 2008, Obama was elected as the first African-American president. Interesting. Now we're at the ending of that. We universally traversed through different cycles, and each year had a different frequency. This past year, you know, we had some terrorist things come up. I hate talking about that, but it's important to remember to honor the people who've lost their lives in Paris, in Russia, in San Bernardino. The nine energy is bringing completion and coming from the heart center, as I talked about. So if we focus on acts of terrorism and how bad things are and how, you know, how horrible terrorism is, we're going to see more of that experience. We definitely want to bring an end to that, of course. But when we get mired in what's wrong, instead of how we can fix it and what can change, we put energy into all the bad stuff, and then more of that bad stuff tends to happen. So focus on the good, right? And out with the old, in with the new. That's a major thing for this year. Out with the old, in with the new. Do some cleaning in your house. You know, if you get guided to spring clean, to let go of clutter and just stuff that's bogging you down, do it. You know, clean your floors. Like, have you ever really done like a really good cleaning of your floors? I mean, like really clean, like scrub. I'm not talking about like just sweeping. I mean, like scrub, like the floors. I don't know why the angels are showing me this, but you know, a lot of monks, when they do their training, they will just take a brush and they'll scrub tile floors for hours at a time. And you know what that does? Is it clears your mind because you're in the state of letting go and just going with the flow. Cleaning can do that. Cleaning gets you in the cycle of just getting out of your head. You know, it's like a temporary, a lot of people like to clean for that reason. It's like, oh, I just like to clean because when I'm there, I'm just in this space of going with it. And you find that the more you clean, the more you want to do more. You know, and then you just want to clean something else. Like, and then you miss stuff. You're like, oh, look at that spot on the wall over there. I missed that spot. And then you start finding all these things. Like, you're like, wait, I thought I already cleaned. And you start seeing more dirt. That's kind of an analogy to what happens to your soul. You start cleaning your soul and evolving and cleansing and transitioning. And then you start to see these other specks, like this other stuff. Like, oh, that's kind of icky. I don't like that. That doesn't feel right. And it starts to come to the surface of the water. And you start like a skimmer in the pool. You just start, you know, you have you ever had a swimming pool? I swear I had a swimming pool, and there was a cotton tree in my neighbor's yard. And no matter how much we tried to clean the cotton out of this pool, it's like more cotton would come into this pool. And it's like, that's what it's like when you're cleaning. It's like, it's never enough. You know, there comes a time when you're like, okay, enough. Right. But I'm using the analogy because the more you clean, the more you're going to want to clean, the more you're going to want to let go and release. So they're showing me this analogy of you cleaning tile, cleaning a floor, like really cleaning, really deep cleaning, steam cleaning your carpets, getting out all that gunk, getting rid of cobwebs, cleaning the cobwebs of your house, your soul too, you know, and the cobwebs of your relationships. What's not working in your relationship? Don't be afraid to talk about that. Communication is really important in this year. Of letting go of the old stuff, you know? Talk about it. Don't let the cobwebs just hold. You know how you see cobwebs and they have like all these old, there's like flies that are wound up for the spiders to eat, and there's just, it's just gunk. It's like, ugh. What's in your life that's like that? Let it go. Release it. Talk about it. And if you can't fix it, if you can't move on, because something better will come along, but you have to be willing to clear those cobwebs out, those old behaviors, those old things, so that can come into experience. Okay, so I'm going back to Kathleen's numerology page, and she's saying that what's ironic is that the masculine energy is really, really leaving, but the nine energy is focused on patriarchy. So it's interesting. 9, according to her, is just breaking it down to, again, letting go, releasing, right? The name vibration of the word love is associated with 2016, the same vibration. So love, interesting. And there's a quote that she put on her page. I like this. It says, "You have no control over how your story begins or ends. But by now, you should know that all things have an ending. Every spark returns to darkness. Every sound returns to silence. Every flower returns to sleep with the earth. The journey of the sun and the moon is predictable, but yours is the ultimate art." That's by Susie Kassem. So if you want to check out more about the numerology, check out her website. I kind of just skimmed along it there because we've kind of got a lot of the same things. I've already talked about these things. Just remember completion, end of cycle, moving forward. Astrologically, you know, in 2015, there were a lot of things that happened in 2015. A lot of things happened in 2015. We had eclipses galore. We had a total eclipse that happened. We had a lot of full moons on interesting dates. We had a full moon on Christmas Day, which was really interesting. You know, and we had a meteor shower that a lot of people were able to witness. We had a lunar eclipse that a lot of people were able to see. Venus was so amazingly bright. A lot of astrological energy in 2015. Now, in 2016, okay, there's a lot of different things also in 2016. We have a meteor shower coming up. In fact, these past couple of days here, today and tomorrow, the quadrantids, which I've never heard of, but I don't follow space astrology as much as other people do. But according to this website on that, this is an astrology and astronomy website. There's a meteor shower happening right now. In March, we have Jupiter at opposition. So if you have a telescope, you'll be able to see the great red spot. And that could bring some issues up to the surface as facing the big red spot of your soul, of relationship. What was March again? Let me look at my card. March was the family and pregnancy again. Interesting. So something to do with the family. In March 9th, there's a total solar eclipse happening. I don't know if we'll be able to see it unless you're way out in the ocean, but there is a solar eclipse happening. There's a lunar eclipse in March. March seems to have a lot of events happening. Okay. May 9th is the transit of Mercury. Interesting. So that's coming up there. What else do we have in 2016? Of course, we have the Perseids in August. August 27th, there's the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. So the two brightest planets, Venus and Jupiter, will appear to have an ultra close encounter in the evening sky. So that can be an interesting event to have that, to see with our own eyes. So that's that. What do we have towards the end of the year? Of course, we have the solstice. But, you know, no matter what you choose to believe in or follow, whether it's astrology or astronomy or tarot or any other divination tool, it's important for you to trust your own intuition, to trust your own angels. And as we did the meditation at the beginning of the show, you heard messages. I know you did. And if you didn't hear them directly, you'll hear them indirectly through songs or through television shows or through people talking if you're open to that. Okay, everything happens for a reason. And I feel that it's important for us to focus not on fear, but on love. It's almost like we're splitting into two different realities where we're really aware ever before of the choices that we make. It's like we're able to see, like, if I make this choice, this reality happens. If I make this choice, this reality happens. It's like that multidimensional self. We're really able to see that more than ever. And when you make a decision, focus on love and focus on what brings you the most joy. And I think that you're going to have an amazing year. Okay. Now, I don't know if there's anything else that I need to talk about here. I wanted to really, I feel like I need to draw just one more card and give us another message just for this week and for today. And I want to connect really quick with the angels and see if there's anything else. I feel like there's someone listening. There's a sense of a battle. Okay, and I'm seeing like karate. Like it's literally I'm seeing someone in a karate outfit, like taekwondo, like black belt, like hi-ya! You know, someone like really battling it. And it's awesome because this is, it's like, you know that you're ready and you know that all you have to do is take your training and put your training into effect and you're going to find that you're going to succeed, that you can break the brick or you can, you know, cut through the red tape, so to speak. You know, there's someone listening. I'm getting the sense taekwondo and like fighting something. And what I mean by fighting is like you're really able to take charge and say, yes, put your training into action. So remember that. I want to work with Archangel Raphael. I want to give us a message. And I think we're just going to end the show. So I think I've talked about everything that I needed to talk about. I don't feel like anything else has really come up. Again, I want to remind you, if you want to look at the cards I talked about, go to my Facebook page. Let's go grab the Archangel Raphael cards. Oh, they're right in front of me. Here they are. Okay. And I'm going to ask Archangel Raphael, what would you like us all to know right now? And what are the common themes that we need to be aware of so we can focus on blessings and healing in our life? Okay, so he's telling me to draw two cards. Okay, so this card came up and this one. Okay, so there's two cards. And the first card for us is to stretch. Interesting. Exercise. Okay, some of us have become complacent, I feel. And a major theme for us this year is to get out there and do what you're here to do. Take action. You know, you've been manifesting, but you have to take action. So you're taking action. Let the physical outlet be an outlet to release your stress, to let go. You don't have to do yoga if that's not in your cards, but you need to stretch your mind too. You know, not just yoga, but exercise your mind. Do something intellectual, but do something physical as well. I feel like it's all about stretching mind, body, and soul and coming to completion full circle with that. And there's some great teachers out there who we can find that'll help you how to do that. But don't limit yourself, okay? I feel like this also has to do with stretching yourself thin in terms of financially. Learn how to, you know how we have that old adage, you got to stretch the dollar. And it's like, you know, you want to be... you don't want to be wasteful, you know, you don't want to be greedy, but you don't want to feel like you have to pinch every penny either. You know, that's what I feel stretching your money and knowing that there's more there is what I feel like. It's like a dollar is like a lot of people think, oh, it's just a dollar, but you know, wow, like you can do so much if you just focus on all the abundance that's there, like stretch that dollar and see how abundant you really are and how much you can really do and the good that you can do with your finances. You know, I really admire Oprah because she's one of my role models because she just really gives back to the community. She gives back to everyone and she knows that there's more where that came from. She teaches us that. She's a spiritual teacher in a lot of different ways. So honor that, okay? Honor that commitment and know there's someone out there who I see wants to go on a trip to like Sedona. They're go on this trip. I sense that there's and it too might even be me. I don't know. But there's a sense of just moving into like these higher dimensions as you exercise and go out and hike and connect with the mountains and the trees and the forests and all that stuff. The other card that comes up is fresh air. So the angels are really pushing us to go outside, exercise, stretch, get some fresh air. Let the air come in. Breath. Focus on the breath. Okay. And the animals are around in this card too. There's a sense of connecting with Mother Mary, I feel, and higher dimensions. What else do I get? That's it, really. You know, I get that sense. I got to draw one more card. I know I said two. Okay, another card for you is organic foods. So it's healthy eating, healthy living, healthy diet. Diet and exercise are big for you in this year. And you probably already got those messages. That's common to get that in January. But listen to the guidance. Okay, and take action steps and be the role model for people. Be the role model. Don't let other people sway you from what you feel guided to do. Stay true to your path. Okay, diet and exercise, and that'll help you to hear your angels. That'll help you to have a better year, to really just do what you're here to do. okay? Now, I also want to leave you with a message from Archangel Michael. I want to grab the Archangel Michael cards. I really like working with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael, two major archangels that are always there, always want to assist you. And then we're going to end the show for today. So Archangel Michael, what would you like us to know right now? Archangel Michael is saying that everything we need has already been given. I guess, you know what? I don't need to draw a card. And that's what he's telling me. He's like, you've done enough. So I'm going to honor my intuition. And I want to thank you all for joining me today. Again, there's some great shows lined up for you this month. I'm having readings for you a week from today. If you want to get an angel reading with me, with Archangel Raphael, who I work very, very close with. I work with so many oracle decks, and I love teaching people how to do that. There's going to be some workshops coming up. So if you're in the Bay Area and you want to have a workshop with me, how to connect with the angels, check that out. I'm also putting together, I'm excited, a spiritual fair that's going to be coming up soon in the Bay Area. There's going to be a lot of healthy eating, healthy living, amazing mediums, spiritual healers, guest speakers. It's going to be a great start of something new and positive, and I'm really excited about that. That's coming up, and I'm going to be doing more with my spiritual teaching. So please, please honor your path. Please follow me on Blog Talk, on Facebook, my website, ascensionmagic.com. If you want to get a professional reading with me, you can do that as well. Remember, too, the end of the month, I want to tell you, Archangel Michael is going to be helping us with the transition from duality to unity, out of the light, out of the dark, into the light. I feel like that's kind of where we are. It's like we're just ready for this new age, and honor that, okay? I invite you to reach out to me on Facebook, too, if you want to share your stories with me, share any insights you have about this show. Any ideas you have for new shows and new inspirations, let me know. I love to hear from you. I love talking with you. These shows are my joy, my inspiration, and you inspire me. So I hope that I've inspired you as well, so we learn from each other. So happy 2016, everybody. Know that I'm sending you lots of love, lots of joy. And I always tell you, all is well, and be good to yourself, okay? Because there's so much good coming your way. Mm-hmm.